She also loved listening to the stories that the guide told about the different Chinese emperors and what they were all like. She was surprised to learn much of the wall was actually held together with a sticky rice flour mix, which is one of the reasons it's so strong. That evening, the group set up their tents right on the wall, and Jia could see the stars through the mesh top of her tent. She lay beside her mother and was still awake even when both her parents had fallen asleep. She thought about the boy she had met, and she wondered where he was sleeping. She thought about the fox and wondered if he had left the bandage on or chewed it off. Thick clouds began to cover the stars and the moon, and in the darkness, Jia drifted to sleep.
Jia, wake up!
Jia sat up, very confused. It was still dark. She was completely soaked, and someone was pulling her from the tent. It was her father. She watched as the tent and everything in it was picked up by the wind and thrown against the side of the wall. Everyone was running around trying to gather their things in the wind and the rain. While Jia was still trying to process what was happening, her father placed her in a corner of the watchtower, where she was more protected from the wind.
What do we do?
Yelled the older woman. The trees below were swinging wildly in the wind, and the rain was coming down in sheets.
I've never seen a storm like this, yelled the guide over the sound of the rain. We're too far from any town. We'll just have to wait it out.
Jia looked up just as lightning struck. It lit up the entire section of the wall for just a second. When it did, she saw him, the fox. He was standing on the edge of the wall, the bandage still on his leg. Then it was dark again. A few seconds later, lightning struck again. The fox was gone, but Shen, the boy from yesterday, he was back.